Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Holly Harrison, and she is the author of Death in the Land of Enchantment. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and many more. Holly, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Don. I really appreciate being able to feature my book.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Okay. Writing didn't come right off to me. I majored in art in college and was an artist. I later taught school art and English around rural New Mexico, and then worked at the university, grant writing, and doing educational research, and then decided to settle down and write mystery.
So tell us about your book.
Okay, my book. Luis Sanchez is a Santa Fe police officer, and she fills in for Detective Pascal Ruiz. He's been put on leave awaiting trial after screwing up his last case. The first week on the job, Luis is assigned a murder case. The victim, Webster Madison, an attorney contracted by a financial company under investigation for money laundering. He's found with a butcher knife in his heart and a date rape drug in his system. At the scene, there's little to go on except $21 in play money found on the victim and a woman's photo from an online dating site. The 911 caller and clues point to three women connected to Madison. When the clues don't add up, Sanchez turns to Ruiz. In return, he wants help finding his father's missing lady friend and information on Native American pottery that disappeared during a move at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture.
So, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, my target audience are mystery crime readers, but the book is for anyone who wants to immerse themselves in a good story. I also wrote the book for readers who prefer a story set in a specific location, and while trying to solve a whodunit, want to learn about a new place and culture.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
If you don't have the time, don't do the crime. I'm just kidding. Louise, the main character, has been asked to do a job for which she has little training, but she perseveres and she solves the case with help from her colleagues. So I think the central message is perseverance. And if you get in a bind, ask for help.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I think Tony Hillerman's mystery series set in the Navajo Nation. It's very well known in the Southwest, but also one of his books, Dark Winds, has been adapted for an AMC series. His daughter has taken up the helm, and she is a New York Times bestselling author, and she's continued the series. Her latest book is Shadow of the Solstice, and it's very much set in northern New Mexico, so I feel like it relates to my book.
Can you tell us about some of the characters in the book?
The main character, as I mentioned, is Luis Sanchez, and she struggles with her weight and her sexual identity. She's turning 50. She's still single. She lives alone in her Santa Fe condo. She's been a police officer for almost 30 years since dropping out of college at the end of her junior year. She was ready to retire and focus on her photography, which she is very good at, but was asked to fill in the detective position for Pascal Ruiz, the other main character. Ruiz is 35. He attended the Sorbonne in Paris after high school, wanting to be a writer, but became disillusioned and returned to New Mexico. His uncle pulled some strings to get him the detective job. He lives with his girlfriend, Gillian, the violinist.
So was there anything from your own life you put into these characters?
Not really. The characters in the book are fictional. They have their own lives, and I provide them room to create their own messes. In the first book I wrote and never published, I introduced Gillian, who's Pascal's girlfriend now. Some of her life was based on mine. She grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. Her father was a musician, but I don't play the violin.
So was there a character or a scene, perhaps, that you could say is your favorite?
I think my favorite scene was when Louise went with her parents to clean out her uncle's farmhouse in Mora, New Mexico. She drives on the high road to Taos through Truchas and Chimayo, and it's one of my favorite venues in New Mexico. At the ranch, she and her father discover a trunk in the attic full of religious Jewish artifacts from the 16th century Spanish Inquisition.
Why did you set your books in New Mexico?
I've been enamored with the land of enchantment since I came to attend graduate school. I consider New Mexico to be a main character in my novel. The multicultural landscape enriches the story. There are many magical places to set a mystery besides Santa Fe, which is known as the city different. Louise, in this book, is from Tusuki, which is right north of Santa Fe, a small town. You know, I mentioned she takes the high road to Taos through Truchas and Chimayo. She also goes to Las Vegas, New Mexico. So New Mexico has a Las Vegas and Raton, where her uncle had the ranch. Pascal, he's in search of his father's missing lady friend, and he goes to Abiquiu and Ghost Ranch.
Now, you feature different religious practices in your books. What's your fascination with that?
I'm interested in people's dedication to a religious doctrine. In my previous book, I featured the Penitentes, the lay group of Catholic men in northern New Mexico, known as the Brotherhood. During Holy Week, they practice self-flagellation and reenactments of Christ's crucifixion. But when New Mexico was colonized, there weren't enough Catholic priests to serve every small town, so the Penitentes served their communities as lay priests. In the Death Book, I included the conversos and crypto Jews who were persecuted and forced to leave Spain and Portugal during the Inquisition. Some Sephardic Jews converted to Catholicism, but continued to secretly practice their Jewish traditions. Many settled in New Mexico and other parts of the Southwest, preserving their heritage through generations.
Why are you drawn to write mysteries?
Well, it's fun. Mysteries are a puzzle. You know, I love crossword puzzles. I love mysteries. There's something to solve. I love writing in the mystery crime genre. After all, life is full of mysteries, and what's more fun than solving one?
Do you have any projects you're working on now?
Yes, I just finished my third mystery crime novel, The Jumping Waters. And the story takes place in Taos, New Mexico, during two momentous time periods, the 2020 pandemic and the summer of 1929 during Mabel Dodge Lujan's reign as the doyen of Taos. During the pandemic, Luis Sanchez and Pascal Rez are at the D.H. Lawrence Ranch in Taos and get involved in a 1929 cold case of a missing journalist.
So did your environment or upbringing perhaps play any major role in your writing?
Well, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, and most people work for the government in my neighborhood. But my family was unconventional. My father was a musician and artist. He later wrote two novels. I think my upbringing laid a foundation for me to be creative, but I chose art first, and then the writing came later.
What can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
Well, the mystery genre is somewhat formulaic. There's a crime, and it needs to be solved. Readers are drawn to mysteries because although there are surprises and red herrings that take them in the wrong direction, they know that by the end of the book, the crime will be solved. For me, writing mysteries provides a platform to develop my characters and then a path to take them down.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
I think it's the feedback from the readers have been my most rewarding experience. Readers telling me how much they enjoyed reading my book and how much they appreciated the way I highlighted New Mexico.
So how would you describe your writing style?
Well, I'm not a plotter or a planner. I'm what they call a pantser, someone who writes spontaneously by the seat of their pants. Once I center on an initial idea, I do some preliminary research. Then I start writing, even though I don't know where the story's going, what twists and turns will occur, or what my characters might do. I love taking a kernel of an idea and then letting it unfold into a story. I create my characters, but then I give them space to evolve and develop.
Now, those characters, are they pure fiction or do you draw from people you know in real life?
They are pure fiction. It is possible that I subconsciously added traits of people I know, but that's subconsciously. I believe they are individuals with unique wants, needs, and desires.
So if you had to choose, would you say you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
A character artist? I love that term. I'm going to remember that. I do take pride in developing my characters, playing around with their lives, their foibles, and virtues. But since I write mysteries, I also have to focus on a plot. There is a crime, and it must be solved.
So other than selling your work, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, I hope to share New Mexico with my readers. You know, I love New Mexico, and especially people who don't know about the Southwest and its rich culture. And maybe reading my book will interest them in visiting the land of enchantment.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Everybody. Just kidding. Readers who like to read a mystery with unconventional characters and take an enchanting journey through the sights, tastes, history, and people of New Mexico.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's www.hollyharrisonwriter.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Holly Harrison, and she's the author of Death in the Land of Enchantment. Holly, thanks very much for being with us today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.